my exiting Merck was an interesting story. I had a fantastic boss. And so I didn't want to just leave when the decision came. It took me 20 years to consider it, and it took me about 4 months to make it. And when I was accepted, I had been leading my, making my boss aware. But he came and joined me at my final meeting. And the idea was I didn't want to just go away. So I told everybody, we planned, it was a three-day meeting. I remember it so well. I planned the last 15 minutes would be me saying, I'm leaving the company, not to go to another company or to retire, but to enter the Jesuits. We stayed in that room for almost 2 hours, people coming up to mics and asking me questions or giving me thoughts and or frustrations. How can you, you know, join a church where women are not seen, on and on and on, the good, the bad, all the ugly. And it taught me in a moment, I didn't share my faith life was incredibly private, as was almost everybody in this room, whether they were practicing or not practicing, it wasn't discussed. People privatize their faith because we're not sure what to do with it, not necessarily embarrassed or awkward or even joyful or whatever about it. We're just not sure what to do with it in our culture. And that lesson told me every person in that room, whether they were on one end, they couldn't believe it, they were so happy that this was happening, all to another end of they were appalled by it. Everybody had something in their heart around this and were working through something. And none of us had spoken about it until this time. So that just taught me this is where we need to go. This is where we meet people now in their space. These are intelligent people. These were brilliant people, all of them that had different opinions. So how do you do anything but meet them where they are if you're going to try to bring a new perspective? It's certainly not by teaching them anything, because they don't need that first. They need an experience of encounter. And I was so moved by when the Pope became Pope. It was 2013, and right away was talking about culture of encounter within those first couple of years. And now Fratelli Tutti is exactly this. How do you meet somebody on their grounds? So Ignatian, but how do you meet somebody in their space? And how do you bring what you might have to offer? And more importantly, how do you receive what they are bringing and what they have to offer?